You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 Dub Happy's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camp RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. And joining us right now, Eagles rookie linebacker Jahad Campbell.
Jahad.
Right after practice. Jahad, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. All is well. You know, extremely blessed to get to work every day. You know, it's a blessing to come out here and play football. You know, that's my job now, so...
If I take you back 5 years ago, 5 years ago I tell Jahad Campbell, you're going to be sitting here August 1st, 2025, as a rookie in Eagles training camp with them coming off a drafted to the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles. What's your reaction if I told you that 5 years ago?
Sheesh. You know, really just think about all the hard work, you know, I always put in. I'm not surprised of a factor like this, you know, just because, you know, at the end of the day, it's still – needs to be more work to be put in, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm really excited about that, you know, just to come out here each and every day and really, like, get better. Like, I honestly love that, you know what I'm saying? Just to, you know, compete, you know, just to really mentally do better, physically do better, and, you know, just keep being around the guys and building that connection.
You know what, John, I'm kind of curious because you were projected to go a lot higher than you did.
Yep.
So, like, you go to a good team, no question about that. You go to a Super Bowl defending champion. But were you a little bit, like, a little disappointed? Because, like, when you first come out, you're looking at – you're not looking at the team. Yeah, I got you with that. You're looking at the financials. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So were you – was it kind of like, oh, man, but oh, hell yeah, I mean, at the same time?
Well, you know, of course, like, I mean, if you ask anybody else that question, I feel like everybody will say yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole competing factor. It's a, you know, competing – type of industry. So, you know, once that happened, I'm like, all right, people got me effed up. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all God's plan. You know, I'm here for a reason. I'm back around home. I'm back, you know, with the Birds. I've always been a fan. I've always been an Eagle all my life. And, you know, it's extremely blessfully to say that, you know, I'm here.
Yeah, right, but I just had to ask that. I mean, you know, because that is one of those things, man. Because I remember when I got drafted, I went to the Jets, and I remember vividly saying when they asked did I want to play for the Jets, I almost said no, but I realized, you know what I mean,
I can't say no.
Yeah, you can't say, you know what I mean, you can't say no, you know what I mean. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Were you surprised by, so you're healthy, right? You're practicing right now, you're clear, you're good. Were you surprised, because the chatter that we heard around the draft and probably why you didn't go as high is there are medical issues. Did that surprise you? Because it seems like you're fine right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I know my own self. You know, everybody got opinions. Everybody feel like they're entitled to say something or to feel a certain way, right? And, you know, for me, I just head down, continue to work, like, really have tunnel vision, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest thing for me, you know, and I set a standard for myself and I set goals for myself each and every day. And, you know, it's me versus me, so I got to beat myself every day.
What's it like being in this linebacker room right now? So you grew up an Eagles fan. You know what it's like. There's not many times, like, the Eagles have had some great linebackers, but it's been a while since they've had a lot of great linebackers. And it feels like right now you join a room that's got, they have some studs. I mean, Zach Bond, one of the best in the league. Nakobe, we know he's coming off injured, but he was great last year. Now you join the mix. What's it like being a linebacker room on the Eagles that's this good?
Man, you know, just seeking perfection is the standard in that room. You know, we always talk about, you know, being physical, you know, playing with great eyes, great discipline, great feet work. You know, we, you know, the heartbeat of the whole defense. So, honestly, you know, it's a great room. You know, I'm, you know, still connecting with those guys. You know, Zach, Nakobe, great, tremendous leaders for us. You know, they always just point out different things on the field, how, you know, it can help us with better eyes or, you know, just mentally doing walkthroughs. It can help us, you know, understand different things visually. So when we go out here and compete, it's very easy for us to, you know, react to the ball and certain things like that. You know, like I said, man, this is a very group of guys in this room. And, you know, I'm very excited to, you know, just keep it growing.
This might sound like a crazy question, but I'm kind of curious because you can do both. You can play in coverage and you can rush the passer. Do you like rushing the passer?
Hell yeah.
I mean, I knew it was a stupid question to ask, but I just had to ask. I had to ask.
Man, you know, I like getting to the quarterback. I like beating the, you know, dicing up the tackle.
That one-on-one matchup?
And really just straining the finish, man. You know, each and every chance I get. You know, pass rushing is a type of position that, you know, you might win some, you might lose some, but of course you want to win all of them, you know. But, you know, I think the biggest thing about it is just keep on straining the finish to get back there and, you know, for a split of a fraction of a second just to get to that quarterback.
So is it safe to say that's kind of like that's the mark when you talk about being a Philadelphia Eagle and being a part of the history of this organization, that's what you want to be known for, getting after the quarterback?
Being whatever is needed for the defense. I think that's my type of role, you know what I'm saying? And right now, Merle, you know, just understanding the linebacker position and also, you know, being a pass rusher and really, I would say, like, the whole vision of the defense, you know what I'm saying? So I can keep on knowing how to lead myself and then, you know, keep helping lead the team and stuff like that. So
far, is it more inside linebacker with a little bit of reps on the outside? Because last year, Cooper DeJean, your teammate, came in here, and he was a guy that the versatility was talked about, right? He played state corner, safety, and then he ended up just playing the slot. Obviously, was awesome at it, helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl. What's for you, when you go out there, is it mostly inside linebacker with a little edge work? Tell us about what you're doing when you're on the practice field right now.
You know, just going out there and really competing, I think, is the biggest thing. So wherever they, you know, find a fit to put me at, and I think my biggest thing is just executing my job, doing it right, with great communication, great with eye discipline, great with physicality, and, you know, play after play after play. So,
Vic Fangio, what's it been like first camp with him? He's a legend, but he's the kind of guy where we've known him for the past couple of years. He tells it straight. Is it like that to you guys when you're alone with him?
Definitely. You know, it's a defense of, you know, very great guys that are athletic, that are very rangy, and that can do a lot of great special things for our defense. You know, so what Vic says, I mean, you know, he's been in the game for a long time. So, you know, that's a very great coach, you know, and I'm just really extremely blessed that I can get to be coached by Vic. You know what I'm saying?
Eagles rookie linebacker Jihad Campbell with us here at the NovaCare Complex as practice wraps up. Jihad, what's it like playing at home? Is that, you know, I'm sure there's pros and cons, right? You get to be, you know, near family and near friends, but also, you know, you're near family and friends. But I'm sure there's some challenges there. What's it like for you being home?
I mean, I think, you know, the main thing is, right, you know, it's very exciting. It's very happy. But the main thing is really just keeping the main thing, you know. Always making sure I'm doing the right thing. Always, you know, I have a great heart and a big heart, you know, so I always like to, you know, just be kind and generous to others, you know, have the same respect for somebody just as much as I want to have that respect too, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's the biggest part of it. You know, obviously I have a lot of family here in New Jersey that's rooting for me, and, you know, that's just cheering me on, you know, as I go into my first rookie season of, you know, with the Eagles. So, you know, like I said, it's extremely blissful. I'm really excited to be here, make plays, and, you know, just keep on building connections in the building and outside the building.
So what did you have to do to cut off the ticket request? Did you cut off at like 20 tickets for people asking tickets for the game, or is it just mom and dad and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we keep things in-house, you know what I'm saying? we ain't get there yet, but.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's the Dallas game, man. And you know how that is. That's one of the hardest tickets to get. Yeah. You're probably going to get a whole lot of ticket requests for that.
Yeah. Nick Sirianni, what's it like being a player under him? Because it feels like he has a special connection with guys on an individual level. He goes out of his way to try to do that. I know you just got here, and you're getting to know him still. But what's it like with head coach Nick Sirianni?
He's a great coach, man. You know, I don't know any other coach that's doing this, but, you know, when I'm in the cold tub with a hot tub, guess what he's doing?
He's in there?
In the cold tub and hot tub?
He in the cold tub. He in the sauna. He, you know, getting himself right. So, and that's a great thing, you know, just being a rookie and coming into an organization like that and seeing my coach doing the things that we're doing, too. It's like, dang, like, you know, it shows the leadership. It shows, you know, what's it like and why the standard is the standard. You know, tough detail and together, you know what I'm saying? And that's what, you know, the Eagles are prided by.
So what is the city of Philadelphia getting in Jihad Campbell? Like, if there's a fan out there listening who's only caught maybe a couple of your bowl games over this, but hasn't really watched you play,
yeah,
what should we expect? Tell us about Jihad Campbell on the field.
A relentless, raw player. You know, a guy who's willing to contribute, you know, towards helping the defense win a game, helping special teams win a game. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, rooting for our offense and, you know, just competing, man. You know, being a generous type of guy and, you know, never letting disrespect come his way. You know, respect is respect. You know what I'm saying? It's earned, not given. So, yeah.
What's it been like on the defense with all the Georgia Bulldogs? I mean, the Alabama guys are more on the offense side.
That was a big thing.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to even this out because there's a big Georgia-Alabama thing here, and it feels like last couple of years.
That's all I got to say.
I know. They keep bringing you guys in, but you're trying to even that out a little bit because that defense is mostly Bulldogs.
Yeah, definitely. I think mixing it up with SEC and, you got other conferences that's on our defense, but that's what brings the aggression. That's what brings the physicality and the mental part out of the game to our defense. And, you know, that's why it's going to keep growing how it is.
Jihad, have you gotten any sort of – I know next week the preseason started last night in the NFL with the Hall of Fame game. Do you think you're going to play? Has Vic talked about that? Because teams do things differently now, right? Guys don't always play in the preseason or they play very sparingly. Have you gotten word? Do you think you're going to play in these preseason games?
I think really the biggest thing is just keeping it day by day and seeing how days go. You know, for me, especially being out here on the field, I want to stack days each and every day I get, each and every opportunity that I get. You know what I'm saying? So that's next week. You know, right now, well, after this, I got to focus on, you know, our meeting, watching film, watching, you know, how I can get better, what can I do to be better and communicate better and play more physical and, you know, play with more mental abilities.
Yeah, that's the question I want to ask. How much for you has the preparation changed from college to the pros now? How do you get ready for practice and everything and the work schedule?
I don't think it really changed, you know, because I always had a plan. You know, it's just, of course, you know, for anybody, you know, if you're a little sore, if you're a little banged up or whatever, then the thing's a little different because now you got to do treatment, right? Mm-hmm. Also, you know, within getting your whole body ready, you know, your legs and stuff like that. So I think for me, I love to, you know, get in the hot tub and stretch around and, you know, do a lot of mobility stuff before I go out there on the field so I can already be warmed up.
Jihad, we appreciate you hopping in here. Good luck in your rookie season. We're expecting big things, and City's very excited to have you. Thank you, Jihad.
Definitely. Thank you.
There he goes. Jihad Campbell, Eagles rookie linebacker, with us there on the Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex as he gets ready for his first year in the NFL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And here, look, there's a lot of promise here with this defense this year, and hopefully we're going to see this guy on the field a lot moving forward into his rookie season. It's exciting to get to talk to someone who's about to play their rookie. The excitement level you can feel just talking for a few minutes, like to be here and to be an Eagle.
Yeah, man, and I know it has to be something special for him, you know, being from the area, you know, watching the team, you know,
that
when
he
was young.
Yeah.
And now to be a part of that, that's crazy. Him and Trot Jr., when I think about it, it's like that's a dream come true. You know, we always talk about it when we're kids about playing football, but to actually play for the team that you used to play for, I mean, that you used to watch, that's pretty cool.
So what struck me, his attitude I was not surprised by. Like, he seems very, like, a kind of locked-in, serious guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big linebacker.
Yes, he is.
He is. And we knew this, right? I mean, but sitting next to him, because this is different than seeing the guy, you know, 100 yards away or on TV, he's built like an edge.
Yeah.
He's built like a modern NFL edge with, obviously, the speed and the ability to play inside linebacker. I do, you know, when the draft happened, the next day we were talking about comparisons to him. Some people brought up Micah Parsons. I see some of that. I mean, I see why people think he could eventually become more of a pass rusher than just a regular linebacker. He looks a little bit like Parsons.
He reminds me, Khalil Mack probably was a little bit taller.
But not maybe not that much.
Not that, but Khalil Mack was like, what, 6'6", 6'4", 6'5"?
We're doing the 6'6
like
thing again.
Well, I was being facetious about Bryce Harper.
Yep.
But I think Khalil Mack is like 6'4", 6'5", something like that. He's a bigger linebacker.
I would say Jihad 6'3".
Yeah. I mean, and he has that motor coming off the corner. And the thing that all of these guys have echoed, all the guys we talked to, Joe, is he just got here, and he's already saying the main thing.
You picked up on that too?
Yes. We talk off the air a lot of times, and I try to break it down as simple as I possibly can. Playing football is the biggest brainwash job that you could have in all
of
the sports.
I asked him about, so next week the preseason starts.
Yes.
And I don't know if he knows yet, or maybe he didn't want to reveal it if he knows, and that's fine. He can answer how he wants to. But does he think he's going to play in the games? And he basically said, I'm worried about today and tomorrow. The game is next week.
And that's the thing, Joe.
For a regular person, like, what do you mean? Like, I'm thinking about the preseason. Are you going to play?
Joe, and that's the thing. When we talk to these guys for the last couple weeks, there are certain cuts where they will go into the spiel that they've been taught. That's why I always say, man, NFL playing and believing in your coach, that's why I say they believe in him. Because whatever he spits out, you regurgitate.
Hot tub Sirianni, we found out.
Basically. And that hot tub Sirianni, that is funny. Yeah. And that's basically what it is. You believe in everything the coach is telling you, and you go out there and you implement that plan.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. And then the other thing about it is he seemed to be, I'll use the word, he seemed to be a little perplexed by why he fell in the draft. And obviously, he's fine physically. I mean, he's out there. Now, we'll see if he holds up, right? That's going to be his career and how he holds up.
Yeah.
But I have to imagine, and I felt it, Hugh, when you asked him, it kind of bothered him that he fell in the draft. Because he's if he was hurt right now and unable to play, I could say, okay, this is why teams pass on him. He's out there.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things, though, Joe, because when you think about it, okay, yeah, initially you want the big payday. But, dog, you going to a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah.
And you're poised to potentially in the next few years, if not this year, to be in a Super Bowl.
Well, and the Eagles have shown. I mean, think about what they do with their young players here, Hugh. If you perform and you do things the right way,
you'll get the money.
They'll pay you. I mean, he'll get us. If Jihad Campbell is the player that the Eagles think he can be and he stays healthy, he will get a second contract here. I mean, that's it's very rare they don't give a second contract to good young players.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost always happens. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. And someone we saw yesterday in person, should we tell everyone that he bought you off once again with a bottle of liquor?
What do you mean he bought me off?
Cowboy Jim up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
What have I done to deserve this?
Is this the midday show?
Yes.
At 12:30, you were introduced as Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie Morning.
Well, yeah, that's been a problem during our trips here to
Kyle?
Training camp.
This is Kyle, I think.
Yep, that's my job, to record those.
And listen, not only am I a top five caller, I'm a listener, okay? So for the last 2 months, it's been trade deadline. What a disappointment. And you guys seem to be sweeping it under the rug.
I'm not. Hugh clearly is. I mean, Hugh's sweeping. That's what Hugh does. He's
I'm not sweeping anything.
You are. You're trying to make us feel okay about this.
I mean, the Phillies feel okay about it.
And what have the Phillies done?
They went out and got a Duran.
Yeah, but what have they done in terms of parades lately?
I mean,
Well, okay.
and the White Sox, better known as the American League Rockies. I mean, so I'm going to call the Midday Show sweeping it under the rug. Midday Show.
That's your fault.
What did I do?
You're the king of sweeping it under the rug.
I am a person that tells the truth.
Oh,
I call it like I see it.
Stop.
I have vision.
Mm-hmm. Spin, Dr. Douglas.
I have vision.
Yeah. By the way, Joe, could you ask Kyle that I did the research on the Hue movie? I did that.
I'm actually right here. You can ask. You can just ask me directly.
I did that, Kyle.
No.
Okay. It was me who told you about it and where to find it in the movie.
No.
Okay.
And that's not how it's going to go down in the history books.
And first of all, I said it was a bad movie. I didn't say Hue was a bad actor. So I think both could be true. I think we need to go back and do the Jerry Jones Hue acting now again. I think we need to relive that because I think Jerry won last time. So I think we need to do that again.
Well, so. I think we've done enough of this call for now. Do we believe Cowboy Jim? Did he really do the research and not Kyle? That's
no,
a big development on the show. If true,
wow. I don't know.
Mm-mm. I don't believe Cowboy Jim.
Well, I will say this.
Here we go. Because he gave you liquor yesterday.
No. All I'm saying is, if we go back and look at the archives of Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, Cowboy Jim said something about my bad acting on the Twitter.
That means you haven't muted or blocked Cowboy Jim like the rest of us have?
Mm-mm.
Because he's your friend.
Well, no.
Because he gives you liquor.
No, I haven't.
You've been bought off.
I've muted a few people, but he's not one of them. I muted a few, but no, he's not one of them.
Well,
he brought a nice little bottle of liquor too.
Of course he did.
A little bourbon.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get us not to talk about the big Cowboy story. How about what's going on with Micah Parsons this morning?
What'd he do?
Micah Parsons may sever the ties with the Cowboys. In fact, there is a report out there. Kyle, was it Diana Rossini?
Diana Rossini, yep.
Saying that Micah Parsons may request a trade. That's how bad things have gotten in the contract negotiations with the Cowboys.
Yeah, Michael Parsons.
I can imagine the conversation he had with Jerry and what Jerry said to him.
He called him Michael Parsons. Enough is to request a trade.
I have some thoughts about what Jerry said to Michael in closed doors.
Micah.
And that's probably why Michael walked out the office.
Parson.
And said that, you know what? Forget you, old man. I want out.
So Diana Rossini, she posted this morning. The Micah Parsons Cowboys relationship has deteriorated to the point where the star pass rusher is considering drastic measures, which could include a trade request or even, this is my favorite part, even a declaration that he is severing his relationship with the team per multiple league sources.
I can't wait to see it.
Is it like the Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
I'm declaring my independence from Jerry Jones.
I'm tired of being here. But here's the thing, Michael. Handle it like a gentleman as much as you possibly can, because I know that man probably
says
something.
Oh, you want this
something.
To get messy? No.
Michael.
No, I want it to get messy.
No, Michael. Keep your dignity, Michael.
Micah.
Michael.
Do you think he signs his Declaration of Independence as Michael Parson? I would if I were him.
I can just imagine the conversation that was had that Michael was privy to that got him feeling the way that he feel. I have some things that I think Jerry probably said on the phone call that Michael was probably.
Care to share?
Nah.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
I might get in trouble.
All right, one more big piece of NFC East news as the drama unfolds around the division. That whole Terry McLaurin contract.
Scary Terry.
Yeah, it's getting bad down in D.C. He has requested a trade.
He said, I want out. And they did everything they popped. They got the chunky receiver.
They
right?
got chunky Debo, yep.
Chunky Debo. Mm-hmm. And they got Scary Terry, and Scary doesn't want to be there anymore.
Well, I think he does. I think he wants
to get paid. And they told him no.
Of the two situations, which one is going to end worse? I think that McLaurin's going to eventually get paid. I don't think they're going to trade him. How could they trade him? The Commanders are trying to win the Super Bowl right now, right? They have a young quarterback on a rookie deal. I'd be shocked if they traded Terry McLaurin.
You kind of hope for the Commanders situation.
Well, they're more of a threat.
The Commodores. Yeah. You want the Commodores to be worse.
I agree. But I think they'll end up keeping McLaurin.
Yeah, that just sounds like a lot of posturing. The Michael Parsons thing, though.
Michael Parsons is bold enough to maybe just get up out of Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what this made me realize?
What's that?
The NFC East is over.
Well,
Well, it all depends. Like,
I'm not. I've dismissed the Cowboys.
I'm not.
R.I.P. the Commies.
I don't believe that about the Commodores. I think the Commodores will be okay if Scary Terry isn't there.
I think they'll be okay. Well, I think they need him to be okay.
Well, I didn't say they didn't need him. I said I think they'll be okay.
They got way too much going on. Didn't have a good enough offseason. Too old. Sophomore slump coming for Daniels. All the symptoms are there, guys. You're just choosing to ignore it.
The quarterback.
I think they'll be okay.
Just sophomore slump.
Well, we're assuming that.
Even if he ends up being okay in his career, like he's probably like, come on, he might take a little bit of a step back.
I'm not ready.
No, I'm not ready.
I'm not writing off the committee.
Right. I think they'll be.
The guy tried to tell you weeks ago the Cowboys are winning 7 games.
No,
you fought back on that.
Okay, 7.
He pushed back.
6-7, whatever.
Wow,
pushed back on that.
That's so scary.
The Cowboys are dead. I mean, I'm with you on that.
They're both dead.
No, I wouldn't call.
We're going to sleepwalk our way to the NFC East.
See, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's too much on August 1st. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks is going to join us. What he saw at practice, including, and Hugh, I said this to you on one of our breaks, and look, we have vision to the field. Not quite the vision Hugh has when he tries to give takes, but we have vision, right? And I'm telling you, every time I watch the passing game, when Jalen Hurts drops back, at least today's practice, he just runs around, eventually scrambles, and it doesn't seem like it's getting the ball to the receiver's
hands. It doesn't
seem
like it's connecting.
It is not. Elliott gave Jalen a poor grade yesterday. We'll see what he thought of Jalen's performance today, the passing game as a whole, what is going on with the offense, and we'll talk to Jihad Campbell and his ascent to playing a lot early. 215-592-9494, the Phillies trade deadline. Are you okay with the way it went? Tri-Day Friday, looking for a nickname for the midday show today. Elliot joins us next. Your calls as well on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire up the grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield's flavory brown sugar marinated pork tenderloins is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and bang, dinner's done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care. Better port.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.